The title of the message I give to us is Acceptable Worship. It's found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. This is a follow-up of what we call might be a mini-series, but last January, the first Sunday of January, I already started with this, but I started in verse 5, which is the life of Enoch, which I believe somehow would help us, steer us for the new year. But even as I had preached that message, the Lord just confirmed in my heart that I would be sharing with us the lives of these faithful men and even women, okay, like Sarah or Rachel or all of these, some women here that were mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, but of course, we will not be able to spend just the time na dinevote po, binigay po sa akin. So, mahati-hati po ito. Okay? But hopefully, sa mga susunod po na apat na linggo, we'll be able to tackle four of these characters in Hebrews chapter 11. And today, we'll be looking at the life of Abel, who offered up an acceptable worship to God, okay, in terms of his life, in the way that was described here in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, just to situate us, no, sa ating pong panahon, no, sa mga sandali pong ito, as we somehow medyo nagkakaroon na po tayo ng hope na andyan na yung vaccine, andyan na po ito mga unti-unti, na nililift na po yung mga restrictions. At nakikita na rin po natin kung paano po nagkakaroon po ng progress sa medication and all of these things. Although marami pa rin po mga cases na lumalabas, patuloy pa rin po tayo na kumapit sa Panginoon, sa Kanya pong biyaya para sa atin. Let's continue to pray for our nation. Let's continue to entrust our situation to God. And of course, hindi lang po sa bansa po natin, kundi sa buong mundo, kung paano po ang trahedya po na ito, ang pandemya po na ito, ay nagdulot lalo na, no, sa atin bilang mga anak ng Panginoon ng malalim na debosyon sa ating Diyos. Malalim na pagkilala sa kalakihan at pangibabaw ng Panginoon, sa sovereignty ng Panginoon sa lahat ng mga pangyayari sa ating buhay. And I'm sure all of these time, no, sa buong taon na ito, it had been shared with us in one way or the other sa pulpit series, binibigay po sa atin. At kung paano po ang mga salita ng Diyos na naririnig po natin, hindi lamang po sa pulpit po na ito, kundi po sa iba't ibang po mga kilala at kinikilala po natin mga tagapagturo, biblical teachers and authors who had ministered to us all throughout this time, bannering before us the greatness of our God, the faithfulness of our God, the sovereignty of our God. At tayo po bilang mga anak ng Diyos, kung paano po tayo mag-respond, no, tumugon sa mga panawagan pong ito ng Panginoon. And hopefully, with all the realizations, with all the things that the Lord had shown us, hindi po titigil, okay, yung ating patuloy na pagnanais na siyasatin po tayo ng Panginoon for God to search our hearts. Because I'm sure with this pandemic, the Lord had truly revealed a lot of things. A lot of things. And I'm also speaking for myself, for the attitude of my heart before God, how I've also battled in terms of maybe doubt or maybe some form of despair, no, Lord, ano itong mga nangyayari sa amin? Okay, parang hirap-hirap, no, ang hirap-hirap gumalaw, ang hirap-hirap pumunta kung saan mo gustong pumunta, very restrictive, kailangan mo magsuot ng mask, kailangan mong gawin to, gawin yan, and you're compelled to obey somehow, or even disobey, or maybe even in your heart, no, or panlabas, nagsumusunod ka, pero sa loob, nagdi-disobey ka. And that shows us a lot. with regard to our attitude before God. That shows us a lot in terms of the way that we are responding to God. Hindi man po lantad sa lahat ng tao kung anong yung nangyayari sa ating mga puso, but the Lord knows and sees all. Amen? Kita po ng Panginoon kung ilan po sa atin maaari po ay na-discourage, or even nag-backslide na dahil po sa mga pangyayari pong ito. Kita rin po ng Panginoon kung paano po natin tinignan o inalaw itong situation pong ito to transform us for the better or to lead us even further away from our God. Dalawang bagay lang po ang maaaring idulot po nito sa atin. It's either we are brought near to God or we were brought further away from God. And hopefully, ito pong pagdaan ng mga panahon, na-realize na po natin, at habang nabubukas po ang ating pong bansa, habang po nalilift na po yung mga restrictions po para sa atin, ay nabibigyan na po tayo ng pagkakataon na i-assess pa lalo ang ating pong mga sarili. How has our attitude been with regard to these situations in our lives? And more specifically, brethren, I'd like to ask about the way that we have responded in worship of God. Because truth of the matter is that we were made to worship. The only question is, are we worshiping the true God or the false God? Are we worshiping in the right and prescribed way or are we worshiping in the wrong way because of a wrong attitude? The attitude of our hearts might not be right. You might be coming here to this service. You might be going through all the motions of religiosity and spirituality, but you know that your heart is being brought farther away from your God. And that is still as equally abominable in the eyes of God, like those pagans who are worshiping idols. At hindi naman po kailangan mag-worship ka ng idol or physical idol in order to be called an idolater. Okay, you can be idolatrous. Of course, if you are worshiping a false god or a god of your own imagination, formed by your own, fashioned in your own image in the way that you want that quote God to be, or even having a wrong understanding of who He is, of His character, of His greatness in your life, and have reduced Him to a small God that you can manipulate and you can use for your own advantage. But of course, God cannot be manipulated. God will not allow that to happen, especially sa atin po bilang kanyang mga anak. And just to connect with what we are experiencing right now, and many of us may have experienced a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things. Loss of job. Our health has been affected. We have been restricted in many ways. Our business, our resources are depleted. We have lost maybe income or money, or maybe medyo nabawasan na po yung pinakatago-tago po nating mga kayamanan or pera sa banko or anumang mga bagay na meron po tayo. And that pose some risks to our comfort, to our life. And some of us may have lost loved ones. And praise God, nandito po tayo, buhay tayo. Okay, we have not lost our life. But hopefully, more than that, brethren, hindi po nawala yung faith natin sa Panginoon. We have not lost our faith in God. Mawala na po lahat. Huwag lang po yung faith natin. Huwag lang po yung relationship po natin sa Panginoon. Of course, as a child of God, we believe that we will forever be a child of God. And that is indeed true from the scriptures. But we can act and live as though God does not exist. We can act and live as though God has forsaken or abandoned us. And in that way, okay, we had tried to substitute Him for some other things in our lives. And this is our time to be able to evaluate ourselves and see. As the Lord reminded us, whoever loses his life for my sake will take it back to eternal life. You shall worship the Lord your God only. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your might. And Him you serve only. And hopefully, moving forward, you are looking forward for the time and opportunity to be able to exercise all these things more freely, more frequently, more faithfully. Nang lahat po ng ninanais po natin gawin at mangyari with regard to our walk with God, with regard to our relationship with God, the Lord will allow us to experience the fullness of that. Or even if hindi pa po lahat ma-lift yung mga restrictions po na meron po tayo, or even if nandun pa rin po tayo sa circumstance na napakahirap, we are looking forward to a time that we are liberated inside of us and freely exercising our faith, freely declaring our worship to God, freely blessing and thanking our God for all that He is and for all that He has been for us. And here in this passage that we have in Hebrews chapter 11, we see the life of Abel. I'd like us to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 right now. It says here, by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. And here we find in the life of Abel, of course, nakita na po natin yung kay Enoch, but very foundational po itong kay Abel in terms of our coming to God, because it really touches the very core of our attitude in coming to God. It really touches the very heart of our being in terms of recognizing our need for God each and every moment that we live. Our need for God to enable us, to guide us through life. Without worship, brethren, we will never be able to experience what it means to walk with God through this life. And so, hindi po ito detached, no? Dun po sa nangyari po kay Enoch. Although Enoch walked with God, I'm sure Enoch also worshiped God. Enoch also devoted his life experiencing the presence of God and acknowledging who God is and being confronted with the majesty of God in his life so that he acted in a way that is truly pleasing to God. He walked with God and he was not because God took him. The Bible reminded us, because he was pleasing to God. And that will never happen unless we deal first with the issue of worship. That will not happen, brethren, until we are enabled to realize how we are to approach God, how we are to worship God. And even in a very specific way, makikita po din natin dito ang isang napakahalagang bagay para sa atin bilang mga anak ng Diyos. Of coming before God and in terms of the attitude of our hearts in the midst of our circumstances. Because we find that in the life of Abel, he typifies or he represents those people who suffer for their faith. He shows us an example of a living faith in the midst of suffering, in the midst of opposition, in the midst of persecution, even without temporal deliverance, even without him being delivered out of that circumstance. In fact, he was brought to the point of him losing his life. Yun po ang nangyari po kay Abel. But nonetheless, he remained faithful to God. Nonetheless, he represents people who suffer because of their faith in God and yet remained faithful and continued on honoring and glorifying God in the midst of. Of course, on the other side of the fence, we find people who are triumphant, people who are victorious, people who had experienced deliverance from God. And we see that in the life of Enoch. And we see also an example of the varying degree. They both, at the same time, experienced suffering and troubles and deliverance and victory at the same time. So that, for example, in the life of Abraham, he lived to experience some form of persecution, but also was able to taste of the promised land and experience God's power and blessings, especially when the Lord allowed him to experience what it means to bear a son through Isaac, even in his old years, in his old age. Or Moses, for example, who suffered ill treatment from Pharaoh and from the Egyptians, or even the people of God whom he represented. And yet, he experienced deliverance by the power of God. And God brought them to the promised land, although Moses did not physically reach the promised land, he reached the true promised land, which is heaven itself. So dito po sa buhay po ni Abel, makikita po natin ang makatotohanan po ito. There are at least four things I want to emphasize. But even before we proceed, brethren, I want us to understand what it means to worship God. When we say we are worshiping God, what is it? What does it mean to worship God? Worship, okay, this is a combined definition of as a result of this study. Worship is the reverential attitude that involves the entire being, mind, soul, and spirit, a wholehearted devotion to God that reflects His worth. If we look at the word worship, of course, we are familiar with the word from the old English or the old word, worship, signifying the worthiness of the object of that worship, of that devotion, reflecting His worth, eliciting a response of adoration, obedience, and service. And of course, even more, you know, everything that's related or connected to these terms, adoration, obedience, service, the results of coming to God, the result of acknowledgement of who God is, and therefore we ascribe all that God is worth giving, is worth giving the praise, the honor that He deserves, the love that He deserves, the worship, the bowing down before Him, the exaltation and the praising of Him. It includes all of these terms, brethren. And even as we come before the Lord, our God, we must understand who it is that we are coming to. We must understand who it is that we are worshiping. And we must understand as well the procedure by which we are to come to this God. If we know that He is holy, if we know that He is righteous, if we know that He is someone whom we cannot approach in any way that we just choose or please, then we need to be careful. We need to take precaution. We need to do everything we can to be right in coming before this God. Remember the writer of Ecclesiastes in chapter 5. Be careful when you are coming before God in worship. Or if you are making a vow before God, do not presume on God. Do not presume on His holiness. Do not presume on His greatness or even His love and grace, which is tempered by His righteousness and by His justice. Let us not forget those things. So it refers both to the object of that worship. It reflects on the manner that we are to worship, and in terms of how we need to come before this Lord and God, so that we will not approach Him merely or flippantly, and just like everybody of the pagans do, or the Israelites being the people of God, and yet they failed. In specific terms, Cain, for example, so that we, like Abel, would come before God with the right heart, with the right motive, with the right approach. And so let's look at areas, the character of an acceptable worship. First, an acceptable worship must be reverential. It must be reverential. What do we mean by that? The writer of Hebrews declares to us here in verse 4, first part, by faith, Abel offered to God. By faith, Abel offered to God. God is the object of his worship. God is the object of his faith. If you look at Genesis chapter 4, maybe you can quickly open your Bibles there with me. The account in which the old story gives to us in Genesis chapter 4, starting from verse 3 to 14, we see here that the whole account, let me read to us quickly. So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel on his part also brought of the firstlings of his flock and their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. So Cain became very angry and his countenance fell. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door and its desire is for you. But you must master it. Cain told Abel his brother, and it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? He said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you cultivate the ground, it will no longer yield its strength to you. You will be a vagrant and a wanderer on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is too great to bear. You see here an account which the Hebrews picks up, and that here he describes Abel offering a sacrifice to God. And at the right time, in the course of time, we do not know exactly how often they do that, but we find there the expression of God's prescribed time for them to come to God. Perhaps in a time of the Sabbath, which God instituted when He created the world. Remember that God set aside the seventh day to rest for Himself, but for man also to enjoy the creation of God. And even at the point when Adam and Eve had already sinned against God, they should not stop coming to God, although because of sin, okay, they could not just do that easily. And that's why as they were walking in the garden, God had ministered to them. And indeed, God was the one who provided a sacrifice for them to be clothed with the skin of a slain animal. Okay, not with fig leaves. At yun po ang nangyari po sa kanila. There was a place where they can offer some worship, from some form of sacrifice to God. Kasi nag-offer sila. Definitely, meron pong pinescribe ang Panginoon na time, na lugar. And of course, it involves what they're going to offer to God. How they're going to offer to God. Although those things were not mentioned to us in great detail, and somehow some people just surmise, well, basically what Abel offered was really an animal, a dead animal, a sacrificed animal. Okay, and Cain, of course, sacrificed the first fruit of the fruit of the ground. But what's wrong with that? And of course, parang kini-question pa po, no? Anong mali doon sa ginawa ni Cain? Okay, but we will see that even more in detail because there is a prescribed way indeed of coming to God. Hindi man po nilihad dito sa atin clearly ano po yung prescribed na yun ng Panginoon. But we definitely understand that this worship of God was done as an act of faith. It was done as an act of faith. Abel acted out in faith according to the revelation or revealed plan, promise, and command of God. Kaya nga po, nag-umpisa po siya, yung Hebrew writer, sabi po niya, by faith. It was by faith how he came to God. And we know the definition of faith in Hebrews 1, 11, verse 1 and 2. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, the men of old gained approval. Okay, verse 2 is also very important in that definition. They gained approval. They were accepted by faith. And in verse 6, in a negation, sabi, without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so that is the working of faith. Faith is having a spiritual insight, being able to have an apprehension, a grasp of the unseen reality. Na nakikita mo, naunawaan mo ang katotohanan patungkol sa Diyos at sa kanyang mga pamamaraan, kung sino siya sa iyong buhay, at kung paano siya trumabaho, at kung paano ka tumugon sa kanya. The perception of the invisible, not just of the things that He had made or the things that are in God or connected to God, but of God Himself. Kung sino ang Panginoon na ating nilalapitan bilang Diyos, that whoever comes to Him must believe that He is. And that is very important for us to recognize. Must trust that He is and that He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And the working of faith as well, faith relies or rests upon God's revealed word. In Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And in this particular instance, Abel, whatever word he had received from God, whatever word he had experienced or heard from his parents, Adam and Eve at that particular time, then maybe he acted out in faith, trusting that this is what God wants and this is what God approves of. And so, through the word of God, God had promised, for example, deliverance. Genesis 3:15. Ano sabi po ng Panginoon I will make an enmity between you and the seed of the woman, and he will bruise the serpent's head, and he will bite the heel, no? And all of these things God fulfilled through Christ. But doon pa lamang po, he looked forward to the fulfillment of that promise. Hindi pa man po nangyayari yung promise ng Panginoon, Abel already counted it as true. Abel continued to trust in that provision of God and the promise of God for a deliverer. And in that case, in that instance, he recognized that there must be something that must be offered and through the killing of an animal. Okay, in Genesis 3:21, the Lord made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. This is not a simple matter for God clothing Adam and Eve. They had all the right to just drive them away and banish them and kill them even, because they cannot approach God with those fig leaves in their own righteousness, in their own ability, but in God's righteousness, they were clothed, so to speak. And it required an animal that has to be slain. How can you be clothed with skin, leather, no, kung walang animal na mamamatay? Okay, and that already gave us a clue of what would happen. In Hebrews chapter 9, 22, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. There is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. And so faith is the only prescribed way of approaching God. It's being made clear to us here in the book of Hebrews. The Lord had searched the heart of Abel and Cain and saw that the main difference between the two of them is their recognition and acknowledgement of the word of God that was clearly revealed to them in the first place. God had already given his word, and the two were tested how they responded to it. Of course, eventually, nakita po yung kanilang attitude. Pero dito pa lamang po, ni-reveal na ng Panginoon ang kanyang salita. In fact, we might also say that Abel would have acknowledged his sin and believed what God had said in reference to pardon. And of course, so that he approached God in humble confession and reverent awe. Hindi po siya nagatubiling lumapit sa Diyos. Bagamat hindi po natin makikita po yan, mababasa po yan, sa lahat ng ni-reveal ng Panginoon sa kanyang salita, and as we connect Genesis chapter 4 account with Hebrews, it becomes clear to us how God had provided the sacrifice, how Abel must come to God in worship. So that is the first thing we need to understand, how our worship must be acceptable. It must be reverential. Second, it must be sacrificial. It must be sacrificial. Abel gave a better, or offered a better sacrifice than Cain. At dito na po, mas nagiging maliwanag po sa atin. Maging po sa definition po ng word na better. Okay, it was more excellent sacrifice. Better is a more of more consequence, of more acceptable, more excellent sacrifice. Literally, rendered a much more sacrifice, a greater sacrifice, in the sense that compared to Cain, it was more substantial in nature, and at the same time, it represents the heart and the motive behind the sacrifice. Hindi lamang po yung substance, hindi lamang po yung klase ng offering. Kasi pwede po nating sabihin, first fruit, firstling, kay unang ano ng alaga ni Abel, anyway, shepherd siya, at unang fruit ng produce naman through the garden of Cain. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you are going to understand more than just the substance, more than just what they offered, We begin now to understand that the better sacrifice here represents something deeper than just what they offered God physically. It represents something of the attitude of their hearts. It represents something that really is clearer to God than our eyes could see. Abel was truly devoted to God, while Cain was hypocritical and rebellious and proudful as far as God is concerned. Therefore, Abel offered a fuller and more acceptable sacrifice as far as God is concerned. It was more complete sacrifice, more than what Cain offered. Kaya doon po sa Genesis chapter 4, you would see that he had offered that with regard to not just the physical offering, but the attitude of his heart, spiritually, inwardly, it was pleasing to God. And we see that also reflected in 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. The Apostle John, not as Cain, who was of the evil one and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Ano sabi po niya? Because his deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous. Doon na po ni-reveal sa harapan po natin. Bakit hindi tinanggap ng Diyos yung sakripisyo ni Cain? Ito na po, sabi po ni John, as a matter of commenting on that account, his deeds were evil. And before you could do anything evil and bad, it shows us that your heart is bad. Your attitude is bad already. And that's why God even reproved Cain. If you did well, you know, sin is crouching at your door and its desire is to overcome you. Andiyan na yung heart. Nasa heart. Nandiyan na yung sin. Nasa heart mo na. Hindi mo napapansin. Bago mo palang patayin yung kapatid mo, nandoon na yung jealousy mo, nandoon na yung anger mo, nandoon na yung pride mo. Nandoon na lahat. And it's just a matter of time that you're going to act out who you are within. And only God can see that. Only God knows that. So that God had acted with regard to their sacrifice and how it was and the quality of it before Him. And we can see, again, two facts being admitted here. First is the fact of sin, the enormity and the deadliness of that sin. Na hindi po ito minaliit ni Abel. Hindi po niya minaliit ang kanyang kasalanan sa harapan ng Diyos. Every sin requires the life of another to be atoned for. It requires sacrifice. And therefore, Abel gave it to God and offered it up to God as a worthy offering. Yet at the same time, the fact of pardon was made available through the atonement and the reconciliation that was promised by God. You see, brethren, sacrifice animal typify the covering or atonement. In Hebrew, the word atone means to cover. And that again points us to the resulting sacrifice of Christ. It points us to the resulting sacrifice of Christ. Ganun po kaganda po yung account po na ito. Paano po niya dinala ang bawat isa po sa atin? Hindi lamang po dun sa klase na sakripisyo na binigay po ni Abel, kundi po paano po nito nire-represent yung ginawa ni Jesucristo sa krus, how He had become the atonement, the covering for our sins, so that we might be reconciled to God by His death on the cross. So it was not about any intrinsic merit in terms of the firstling of the flock or about the fruit of the ground. It was God's appointment that gave it all its excellency as a sacrifice. It was God's acknowledgement that made it acceptable. It was God who saw it. It was God who understood and assessed the quality of their hearts before Him. Kaya po, sa paglapit po natin sa Panginoon, let us make sure of the quality of our hearts toward Him. At kung paano po ito tinanggap ng Diyos. So first, it was reverential. Second, it was sacrificial. It was, and I'd like to quote Westcott. Sorry po, no? Sabi po niya, the more abundant sacrifice suggests the deeper gratitude of Abel and shows a fuller sense of the claims of God to the best. Okay? The more abundant sacrifice suggests deeper gratitude on the part of Abel. Yung kanya pong pagsamba sa Diyos, it was not out of obligation. It was out of love and devotion to God. His heart was glad in acknowledging and thanking God for His mercy and forgiveness. And God deserves it. God deserves it. Yun po. Thirdly, brethren, it is a righteous worship. And we see here in this passage, he obtained testimony that he was righteous. He was righteous. God sees that righteousness. Of course, that does not belong to him. It came from God. God testifying about his gifts. Assurance that somehow, it gives us an assurance that somehow God accepts, God testifies. Hindi lamang po yung act na ginawa ni Abel, kundi ang God mismo, nakita po niya, he testifies, he commends it, he recognizes it as a fact. And of course, he receives his corresponding reward and recognition from God himself. And in the Bible, we find in Habakkuk chapter 2, 3 to 4, the vision is yet at the appointed time. Behold, as for the proud, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by faith. The righteous will live by faith. Any righteousness that we have in ourselves was brought about by God's mercy and grace in our lives. It was He who declared us righteous by virtue of the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. It was He who had declared us righteous before Him, and we have obtained that righteousness. And God attests to it. God affirms it and accepts it as commendable before Him. It was accepted and commendable. How much more? Not just the blood of Abel, or not just the sacrifice that he offered, the blood of Christ, the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, atoning for our sins. And here, brethren, Abel's faith was expressed by obediently offering the right sacrifice in the right manner. I want you to just be able to note that, brethren. And in contrast, Cain was unbelieving. He was self-righteous. His heart attitude was wrong, and therefore his offering was wrong. He was the opposite of what true righteousness really is all about. Hindi po religiosity, hindi po kung ano mga bagay na pwede po natin gawin sa ating mga sarili ang magiging kalugod-lugod sa Diyos, kundi po yung attitude ng puso po natin sa harapan po niya. Yung quality po ng puso po natin. And commenting on this, F.F. Bruce declared, sacrifice is acceptable to God not for its material content, but insofar as it is the outward expression of a devoted and obedient heart. It is only acceptable when it came from a devoted and obedient heart. So yung ating po mga ginagawa sa pagsamba sa Diyos, sa pagpunta po natin sa church, sa pagbabasa po natin ng Biblia, sa pag-serve natin sa Panginoon, sa pagtatrabaho po natin, pagninegosyo, sa anong mga bagay na ginagawa po natin, are we truly reflecting our true devotion and obedience to God wherever it is that He has placed us? So sa harapan po ng Panginoon, kinikilala po niya yung kanyang katuwiran, ating pong pinapamuhay araw-araw, ng kanya pong kalulatian sa buhay po natin. And fourthly, brethren, an acceptable worship to God is not only reverential, sacrificial, righteous, it is also faithful. It is also faithful. And what a blessed testimony. Though he's dead, he still speaks. Wala na pong ibang word na pwede pong mag-describe. He was faithful to the end. He was faithful in life and in death. Brethren, that is the true martyr as far as God is concerned. Hindi lamang po, willing ako mamatay sa iyo, Lord. But you're not willing to die to your sins. You're not willing to give up your comforts. You're not willing to give up your life. You're not willing to give up your rights. You're not willing to part with your sins. But a true worship of God is faithful to the end. That though he is dead, he still speaks. And it says a lot about Abel. He was well spoken of because of his faith and service to God. Until now, his life vibrates and continues to echo that testimony of God through his life. He continued to speak before us, brethren, testify before us the quality of our worship that God accepts. The way that we are to come before God, even though we know that we are undeserving of His grace. Abel means breath, vapor, represents transitoriness, which are suggestive of His brief existence and tragic end. For the world, maybe, katapusan na po yun ni Abel. Pero ang Diyos, hindi po tapos sa kanya. Ang Diyos had regarded his sacrifice as truly counted worthy to be emulated. His life must be acknowledged and followed as a true example of faithfulness toward God, na hindi po natitinag ang kanya po mga anak sa gitna po ng pandemya, sa gitna po ng suffering, sa gitna po ng persecution, sa gitna po na anumang mangyayari sa kanilang buhay. They remain faithful to God and they persevere through the end because God uses their lives anyway for His greater glory and for their good. Kaya po walang sayang sa kamay ng Diyos. Abel's death did not really hurt him. Abel was the first man in heaven. Kung isipin po natin, in the sense that he was murdered by his own brother, but it was a time for him to go to heaven. Enoch, of course, was different. He did not experience death. But Abel, the way God called him, was through death. And that's all right, because he still won. Kaya nga, di ba, kahit si Paul, no, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And what can we say with regard to these things, brethren? Even the death of the godly ones is precious in the sight of God. It is precious in the sight of God. Kaya tayo po, bilang maanak ng Diyos, ay maari pong nating kilalanin kung sino ang Panginoon nating sinasamba at kung paano po tayo sumamba sa Kanya. It must be reverential, sacrificial, righteous, and faithful all the way to the end. And God can use our lives to be a shining testimony before the world and to those who still do not know Him. upang sila rin po ay makakilala sa Kanya. Until the Lord brings us to glory, we can always say, Lord, whether life or death, I will win in the end. What are the practical lessons, brethren, as I close? First, I want you to understand worship must be God-focused. It is not about you. This is not about what we could give to God, but what we are doing in terms of doing certain things for God. But why are you doing those things? Why do you go to church? Why do you want to come and worship God? Why do you want to listen to His Word? Why do you do what you do as a child of God? In your daily practice, in your daily devotion to God, is it really worthy of Him? Is your life worthy of Him? Is your God worthy of your life, of your devotion? Are you approaching God in true reverence and faith? Tayo lang po makakasagot po niyan. Secondly, mga kapatid, maintain trust and confidence in God in the midst of persecution and suffering. We know that even until now, the people of God experience difficulties and persecutions. We must expect that in this world, we will have tribulation. Yung sabi ng Panginoon sa atin, take courage, I have overcome the world. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. You have an example of someone who risked it all, who risked his life because of his devotion to me. Follow his example. Do not be unbelieving. Persevere up to the very end. Because, thirdly, acknowledge God's sovereign grace for the salvation of your loved ones. Two men, two brothers, raised up in the same household, raised up in the same family, having the same exposure in terms of the privileges that are before them to worship God, to offer sacrifice. But one of them was disobedient, the other was obedient. One of them followed what was prescribed, the other one did not. One was accepted, one was rejected. And it is a fact, brethren. We can continue to pray for our loved ones. We can continue to pray for those around us for salvation. But let us believe God for the result. Hindi po tayo ang magkoconvert ng tao. Hindi po tayo ang magbabago ng tao, ang puso ng tao. But we must preach the gospel. We must do what God requires us to do as His people. Be a testimony to your children up to the very end. Love them still in the midst of the rebellion. Pray for them. Ask God to move upon their hearts. Parent them as you should as a devoted child of God. Be a faithful child of God in doing these things, but trust God for the results. And lastly, faith and obedience to God bring eternal rewards. They bring eternal rewards. Abel's death was not hidden from God. It was not unrecognized. Abel's death was, in fact, a continuing testimony of the faithfulness of God all the way to the very end. Kaya tayo bilang mga anak ng Panginoon, we look forward to the day when God will reward our faithfulness. Maybe right now you might think you are being oppressed, you are being disadvantaged because of your faith in God. Maybe you are being persecuted. Maybe you have lost a lot of things because of your faith in the Lord. But trust God's word, because your faith and your obedience will not be unrewarded. It will be rewarded by God. If right now, maybe in this life, hindi pa rin po bibigay po yan ng Panginoon, pero be assured, God will give it. One day, when you will come to Him face to face. Mga kapatid, everything that the Lord allows us to experience in this life are all for a reason. And one of that is for us to be brought nearer to Him, to devote our lives to Him, to worship Him as we should, because He is our God and He deserves it all. Let us pray. Our loving Father, thank you. Thank you that because of your grace, we can come to you. We know that we are not worthy of anything. We can only come because of the merit of your Son, Jesus. Oh Lord, you see us, you know us. You know how many times, Lord, we may have taken you for granted. How many times you have missed out on the privileges that you have given to us. You have blessed us with church. You have blessed us with worship. You have blessed us with your word. You have blessed us with opportunities to gather as your people. You have blessed us with a lot of things, Lord, as your children. Oh, Father, bring to our remembrance all of these things and help us, Lord, to reflect and submit to you our hearts. Forgive, Lord. Forgive us of our idolatry. Forgive us if we have trusted in other gods. Forgive us if we have not truly worshipped you as we should, as your children. If we have not offered up to you the sacrifice that is due you, Lord. If our hearts may not have been right before you, Lord. You see us and you know us. Lord, let us truly be renewed and be transformed by you. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for each and every heart that is here today. I trust, Lord, that you are the one who administered to their hearts. I trust that you are the one, Lord God, who will continue to magnify yourself, Lord, in their lives and lead them through. Lead them through life. Lead them through whatever vocation, whatever calling that they represent. Lead them through life, whatever challenges that they meet. Lead them up to the very end so that they will continue to glorify you, Lord, with or without experiencing your deliverance. Lord, they will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word for us this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one, Lord God, who ministers to us, even each and every day. Lord, plant your word deep in our hearts. As we go forth from this place, may your blessing and protection rest upon us. Your presence, Lord, guiding us, leading us, enabling us, Lord, in all that we are, in all that we do. May we continue to love and serve you. Thank you, Lord. As we give our tithes and offerings, Father, help us to give with faith. Help us to give as a people who truly believe in you, as a people who have tasted your love and your grace, your generosity toward us. Father, help us to be faithful to you also in giving back to you what truly belongs to you. Bless your children, Lord God, in a special way. And continue, Lord God, to provide for all their needs. Help them, Lord, to taste of your faithfulness to them, even in the midst of trials and difficulties of life. We give you all the praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.